Now, I would like to know the basis for keeping a minig. I believe that in essence it might fall under the category of nedarim. Is the expression minig Yisrael kedin a Talmudic statement? Anonymous from Edison, New Jersey. You are right. Minhagim that are accepted either by individuals or communities to protect themselves against transgressing the Torah, or to follow one opinion as opposed to other opinions that may be halachically acceptable, and to be more strict. Those minhagim, sometimes even a minig to be makel, that's accepted by reliable people or whatever in a certain place, then the minig is even stronger than the din, which would normally say that you have to be more strict, the minig to be more lenient if it's accepted by a community with a under a godel or whatever could be binding. In any case, minig Yisrael kedin, there's a Tosfos in Menachos, Chof Amid Beis, Divra Maschel Nifsel, where he says, minig avoseinu Torahi, and otherwise I don't know of a place where it says minig Yisrael din specifically. There's also another makor for minhagim that aren't necessarily minhagim, that are siogim, that are fences around the Torah, but minhagim that are different kinds of ways that people do certain mitzvahs or whatever, things that are good things to do, that we learn from Altitosh Torah Simecha, that a person has to keep up both Minhagi Yisrael, Minhagim of Klal Yisrael, the Minhagim Mokom, and the family Minhagim also can fall under that, at least when a person is within the home, within the family.